Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Brendan Ross, President of Direct Lending Investments, LLC. Brendan, thanks again for joining us. You've done a good job so far, doing a great job with us. Talk to us about, you've got a different, the different levels, different kinds of lending. There's factoring, there's credit card, merchant advances, and things like that. And then you're kind of a loan, and then there's, of course, the regular loans. Talk to us about some of those and how to differentiate between them.
Yeah, the big difference is going to be how you pay them back and what the interest rate's going to be. So a merchant cash advance is going to be taken out of your credit card receivables. That's going to have a very high rate, somewhere north of 50% maybe. Mm-hmm. So probably not as attractive if you can qualify for a term loan. We'll do term loans. They will be daily or weekly repayment. That's the next level.
Daily
up.
Or weekly? Your stuff is paid back daily or weekly?
Paid back daily. It's actually
wow.
Really manageable for a small business owner. So $20,000 loan, $100 a day, something like that.
Okay.
For a one-year period of time.
All right.
And that can actually be a great friend to a business because they
don't get behind.
No. Yeah. They don't get behind.
You don't have any big payments.
No crazy bill at the end of the month. That's going to come in at that kind of 15% to 25% level. You know,
you're going to have access to their account. You're going to draw right out of their account.
Comes right out of their account.
Yeah.
Every single business day. Again, we talked about how technology makes this happen. That's just another example of how you can use technology. You know, you could never hand process $100 payment.
Now, okay, so now I want to talk about the supply and demand. So you actually, most small business owners, let me say this, a small business itself needing capital is not going to do business directly with you. They're going to do business with somebody who's aggregating a loan and putting it and then selling it to you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I wouldn't encourage small business owners to actually come to my website until they've been successful enough to invest in other small businesses, you know, in a fund like mine. The businesses themselves are going to want to go to places like IOU Central or
right.
Quarter Spot. Those are the places I buy loans from. Great business partners.
Right. And so a small business owner would go to those websites, come up with the loan, work out the loan with them, and then those companies aggregate 1,000 loans or whatever, and then you buy them as a tranche.
Exactly. We're over $50 million, so we have about 1,500 loans today. They average about $40,000 coming in the door.
Right, right. So that's how this works, folks. And banks do this, too. I mean, they do this kind of thing, too, don't they?
They do. I think it's a little more for secured type loans
for
a bigger business.
Somebody takes a piece.
It is. You know, the average SBA loan in 2012 was $337,000, whereas my average loan's about $40,000. So kind of a tenth the size. I loan to what I call neighborhood businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So a small business is in an industrial park, and neighborhood business is on Main Street.
Right. And so are you able to go to those companies that you mentioned earlier and say, look, I'd like to have 200 loans of this profile company?
You know, I plan cash coming in from investors a couple months in advance so that there's a steady flow of money coming in. It's really about creating – my business is to work with these fund businesses to create a steady source of capital for them. And then they can turn around and they'll adjust their marketing plans based on my capital,
right.
Figure out how many small businesses they need to loan to.
How do we – all right, I'm going to put you on the spot here a minute, Brendan. You know, this is exactly how the mortgage security business got upside down, right? Because the company like yours took it to somebody else and leveraged it again. How can people be assured that this is not what's happening in your industry?
So I'd say two things. The first is we're actually unlevered. So when I deliver returns to investors, there's no leverage at all.
Right.
Every dollar from, I think that makes a big difference. The second thing is keeping what we call duration short. So don't make 30-year loans with teaser rates. Ours start off amortizing each day. So when that business owner makes that first payment, they've already reduced their
principal. It's pure economics. It's not leverage and no gimmicks.
There really aren't a lot of games. We're really just lending it and getting paid back very quickly.
Well, you've helped us a lot to understand how this works and maybe give people some choices. Thank you for being here, Brendan. Come back soon.
Sure, will do.
Brendan Ross, ladies and gentlemen, with Direct Lending Investments, LLC. I learned a lot from him today. I know you did, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.